Good morning. It was expected that a key measure of Chinese activity would fall, and imports did drop more than expected for the 10th month in a row as well. But the weaker conditions conversely prompted hopes of further government stimulus and provided a market boost. Exports also declined in a huge economy that's showing signs of weakness. However, the Shanghai Composite Index ended almost 3% higher. And to Indonesia, which has made an official request to rejoin the oil-producing cartel OPEC. The country had been in the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries for almost 50 years when it pulled out in 2008. Indonesia's been unable to maintain its own production in the face of a growing oil import bill to meet consumer demands. Despite its importer status, it's expected to be reactivated as a member when OPEC next meets in December. Now, it's a big day for the Queen of England. She's celebrating 63 years as the monarch. She's also wealthier than ever. According to a news article in the Financial Review, the Queen may have slipped down several rich lists, but she's had some help from rising land and house prices. Analysis by Reuters has estimated she has assets worth about $34.8 billion. That puts her in the top 20 globally, but as Buckingham Palace points out, while some of the wealth is private, others is owned by the Crown Estate.